About You Time. My name is Sharon Hill Withers, and I am a professional life coach. And we have been talking about marital issues. We've been talking about things that are happening in marriages that need some attention. So even if you're not married, this is still some good information for you. If you ever plan to get married, if you're kind of scared of marriage, if you don't really know what to do, if someone asks you to marry them, you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. So tonight's topic is called uncontrolled anger. Uncontrolled anger can be very devastating to any type of relationship. So again, these are issues in marriages, okay? These are things that you gotta pay attention to if you have a committed relationship with someone. So first, we talked about overstepping boundaries. Second, we talked about lack of communication. Third, we talked about bedroom freedom, or the lack of in some marriages. Then we talked about non-focus on the marriage. Sometimes you're so busy, you're not focusing on the relationship with your spouse at all. Emotional cheating. We talked about money conflicts, which are issues in marital conflicts. Non-appreciation for one another. We also talked about technology distance. We also talked about selfishness. We talked about lack of trust last week. And this topic, I want to talk about anger. Now, in relationships and dealing with anger, sometimes there are individuals in denial. They may not know that they're actually an angry person. So I'm going to give you some information that will help you understand if you're angry or not, because you kind of need to know what are some of the anger symptoms, okay? So, you know, if it's all about you time, you might want to get a little pad, a little pen or pencil so you can write some things down, because I'm always going to share some good nuggets with you so that you can refer back to them later, okay? All right, Smitty is watching. I see you. Okay, so angry. If you get irritated easily, that's a symptom of anger. If you're calling people names, that too can be a simple symptom of anger. Being impatient with yourself and impatient with others. Think about that. Oh my goodness, some of these I have and I'm going, I didn't realize I could be angry sometimes. Quick temper, blaming other people for your problems, always being sarcastic when not joking, staying away from others when you get angry, getting extremely mad over little things, constantly criticizing people. Oh my goodness. Breaking things when you get mad. Have you ever, it just felt like it, guys. Have you ever just wanted to either break something, hit something, or just absolutely do something physically that allowed you to exert the anger when you were feeling it? It is all normal, but sometimes if you have uncontrolled anger, that's when it becomes an issue. So those are just a few things that can kind of let you know if you're having some anger issues. But angers can be used in a very positive way. If you work out, you can take that same angry energy and use it to re-sculpt your whole entire body. If you have anger issues, you can take that same energy and walk, or just, you know, mow your grass or clean your house or do something that's physically challenging to do. Hey, Tammy Whittington, you absolutely can do those things and turn anger into a positive outcome. It's not the anger that's the issue, it's what you do with it that can become an issue. There are plenty of people that are full of anger in the prisons today because they didn't choose to put that feeling towards something positive that can either earn them some money. I promise you, anger is an asset to a boxer. Anger is an asset to a football player. Anger can be an asset to any athlete because they can transmute that energy and funnel it into what they're doing that can make them a great athlete. Anger is not always bad, and even feeling it does feel bad, but can you transmute that energy? Can you transform it into something powerful that you can get a positive outcome out of? That's the question tonight. It's okay if you're angry, because I promise you, this world today can make you get it. Have you ever looked at the news and it wasn't happening to you, but it was happening to somebody else and you were hot about it? Like you was upset, mad, and called your friend on the phone and said, "Did you see the news? Oh my gosh, I'm so upset." Because we all feel things. We all have legitimate feelings and we all feel angry. I promise you, our children sometimes can make us feel angry. Our parents can make us feel angry. Our spouses can make us feel angry. And Lord, hamburger, lettuce, and tomato, if you're still working, your job can make you feel angry. So I wanted to make sure that we understood anger is not bad, but uncontrolled anger can be bad if it's not transformed into something positive. So make sure that you go ahead and share this, especially if you know some people seem like they mad all the time. You bring them some Kool-Aid, they want to know, why are you bringing me Kool-Aid? I mean, they stay mad all the time. If you do something nice for them and bring them flowers, why are you bringing me some flowers? What you done? I mean, just mad all the time. Y'all know anybody like that? I do. I know people that'll be mad if it rain, mad if it's sunshine. Because if it's sunshine, it's too hot. If it's raining, it's too wet. If it's this, it's too that. I promise you, they just mad. And mad at the world. And when you have those individuals, they can really be positive individuals and very powerful, but they haven't learned how to control the anger. Uncontrolled anger is an issue. Now let's talk about uncontrolled anger in relationships. If you get angry enough with your significant other to lay hands, you know how we talk, like, you know what, I'll lay hands on you in a minute. If you get that angry, you do not want to put your hands on an individual. What you want to do is leave, give yourself some space, some time away from that individual, breathe, and actually look at, is it worth what I'm getting ready to do? Is it worth getting arrested to do that? Is it even worth, you know, going through the agony and emotional distress of cussing somebody out and then laying hands on them? So one of the things that you'd make sure that you want to do, one, communicate to your individual how you like to be communicated with when you're mad. In other words, if you're mad and you know you don't like to be talked to and you need some space when you get mad, because you might lay hands on somebody, you know how to do, I might lay hands on you. Then tell your partner that. Let them know, listen, when I get angry, when I get quiet, here's what it looks like, and I need for you to leave me alone when it looks like that. Now, if they choose not to adhere to the warning, danger, danger, Will Robinson, it's danger up in here. Then you might want to remind them, if you do not leave me alone, then I'll walk away. I'll leave and come back. Because if you don't, if you stay in that volatile situation, something bad is going to happen in that relationship. And so many times, I coach people all the time. They really didn't mean to hit that person. They really didn't mean to throw a chair and accidentally knock them out for 2 seconds. They didn't mean to do some of the things that they allowed and embraced when they were feeling it. And when all they could have done is walked out the door, got in the car, or walked down the street, just give yourself some space, because uncontrolled anger can get you more than a broken relationship. It can get you time. So you don't want to have that. And it does happen because we're all human, we're all normal, and we all can feel when someone's hurting us. We all can feel when someone's disrespecting us. We all can feel when somebody is, you know, calling us out our name. We all can feel those things. And it does bring about anger. And you are still powerful enough to choose a different result than you've been choosing up until this point. You can choose. You can take a moment to choose. I'm going to walk away. And what if they don't let you? Look, this question. What if they don't let you walk away? What if they get in front of the door? What if they try to stop you from walking away because they want to talk about it right then, right there? Do all that you can to leave. Because sometimes people make it hard for you not to lay hands on them. You might want to look at that relationship and see if it's one that you want to sustain. I promise you, if it's the people in your life that causes you to be out of character and they like drama and they want to make up after you have whooped they behind, you have a mentally ill person on your hands and you need to get out of that toxic relationship. And that's just the top and bottom line. You have to make some decisions when people are angry and they force you to be angry and they actually do things that make you want to put hands on them. They have a problem. They have an issue. And they think abuse, physical abuse, is love. And they're trying to cause you to love them almost every day. Okay? You don't want to do that. It's not who you are. It is not who you are with them to be. And if that's what they call love, what do you have anyway? So, you know, I'll keep you long. This is Sharon with It's All About You. You got your love symptoms. Your anger symptoms. Went ahead and told you what those look like. You've also got ways that you can transmute that anger into a sculptured body if you lift weights or go work out or start running or exercising or walking, okay? But make sure you choose something other than physically attacking another individual that could take your life away from you.